All right, I need all the kids to come up, and they can bring their missions money with them, too, if they have their missions money this morning. Jade, put the hat down. Can always count on you. Well, he can put in... You want to do that one for Joe?
I'll put in air.
Okay, here. Tell Joe, say, I know, say, I got you, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Wow.
Holy cow.
Thank you, man. It's half full already. All right, paper. We like paper. Ooh, $2 bills. Cool. Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you, madam. Grady, wow, who's strong? I need somebody strong. Are you strong? Can you, for this morning, can you give this to, take that back to Warren for now to take care of for us? Man, that's a heavy one. Hopefully Warren's strong enough to take care of it. All right, everybody can go ahead and have a seat where you sit. If you're visiting with us today or you've never been here on the last Sunday of the month, is Youth and Missions Sunday. We put an emphasis on our youth and missions on this Sunday morning. So I get all the kids up here. It's a blessing to them, right, kids?
Yeah.
And it's a blessing to all the adults because I don't have a six-point sermon for you this morning. So adults, enjoy. I'll get to you in a few minutes, but I'm going to talk to the kids first this morning. Okay, go ahead and put your offering containers down on the floor so we can pay attention. Or you can hand it to me, and I'll take care of it for you. And I'll get back to you, all right? Okay, so we all gave some money, right, to missions? So what I want to ask you first is tell me some things that are a part of you. What are some things that are... Grady, what's one thing that's a part of you? Anything. Your head is a part of you. Thank goodness you have a head, or you wouldn't be here today. Jeremiah, what's one part of you?
My legs.
Your legs? You have good, strong legs that you can run around? Adelie, what's one part of you?
My hair.
Your hair. Is that one of your favorite parts?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, I like your hair. You have unique hair. Not many people in church have red hair today, huh? Reagan, feet? Is that one of your favorite parts? Yeah. I like my feet too, but Mary doesn't like them. She says they're ugly. Harlow, what's your favorite part of Harlow? What's the best part of Harlow?
My ears.
Your ears? You have good ears? God gave you good ears to listen? Yes. All right. Jaden, what's one part of you that makes a good Jaden? Yeah, not your mouth, for sure, right? Good mouth. If we wouldn't be able to eat, right, if we didn't have our mouth? And Cassettos, we're a long line of good eaters, right? All right. Now, I'm going to suggest one thing to you that might sound... So you all named body parts. Now, there's a lot of things that are a part of us, right? Grady, would you say that Adelie is a part of you? Well, whether you like it or not, she is. For many reasons. She's your sister. She lives with you, right? Therefore, she shares the same air you breathe, right? She's part of your life, correct? All right. Adelie, would you say church is a part of you? Don't you belong to the Waterford Church of Christ? And you minister with the Waterford Church of Christ? And you do things with the church? So the church would be a part of you. Correct? All right. What do I have here? Jane, you need to come down and sit down because you're going to like this part. Okay. You do what mom says. What's this?
A dollar.
It's a dollar bill. Is a dollar bill a part of me? Big question. This is not mom's. She gave it to me. Now, is this dollar bill a part of me? Actually, it is. How many of your moms or dads go to work every day? Why do they go to work? To earn money. They give a lot of their time, a lot of their gifts, you're right, to help people, a lot of their talents to go to work, and they earn money. I spent a lot of hours this past week to earn a little bit of money, all right? Believe it or not, the church pays me for what I do sometimes, all right? And so this dollar has become a part of me because I gave something for it, and in return, the church gave me a little bit of money to take care of myself and to take care of my family, right? So this dollar is mine, correct?
No, Mom.
What's mine? We'll have one on marriage next month, all right? What's hers is mine, what's mine is hers, all right? At least I think so. She lets me think so, all right? So, I earned this dollar bill this past week, correct?
Yeah.
All right, now, if I choose to give this to missions, all right, am I giving a part of myself? Absolutely I am. Because if this money is a part of me, which it is, God gave it to me, so it became a part of me, all right? When I choose to give a part of myself, if I go to McDonald's and I order a cup of coffee and an order of French fries, am I giving a part of myself to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yep. If I give Adelie 100 of these dollar bills, am I giving a big chunk of myself to Adelie?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, money is a little bit a part of yourself. So I would like to give this to missions. Jayden, can you run that over to Warren for me? I'd like to give a little part of myself to Jesus this morning. All right, and let's give that to missions. All right, can you give that to Warren for me? Oh, whoa, yeah. Come back in one piece. All right, thank you. Yeah, there's the preacher's kid. All right. So money is just one thing that's a part of me that I enjoy giving to Jesus. Now, a lot of adults back here sometimes, you know, remember we've talked about it before. Adults don't get everything right, do they? No, no. A lot of adults think that when they give an offering at church, that they're making a sacrifice. Really, did we just have offering time? Did you guys see some grown-ups put offering in the offering plate? And some people look at that as, I'm giving a sacrifice to God. And really, we're not. When we give money to God, what we're doing is we're planting seeds. You ever heard of that? Planting seeds at church? Well, that's what we do. When you guys just gave all that money, which was almost full container of money, to missions this morning, you're planting seeds. That was not a sacrifice, all right? For most of you, I'm guessing moms or dads or grandma and grandpas or Joes gave you that money, correct? So you're not sacrificing anything, are you? No. But we are planting seeds. Now, when you plant a seed, let's say we plant a watermelon seed. What do we expect? When we put that in the ground, cover it with dirt, we give it some water, maybe a little fertilizer, what do we expect is going to happen with that seed? It's going to grow, the plant's going to sprout, and what do we hope that plant produces? A big, juicy watermelon, right? Yes. That's exactly what your money, when you give money to Jesus, because it's a part of you, you're giving him something. You're not sacrificing. You are planting a seed. Now, when we give the missions money, what kind of seeds do you think we're planting there? We're not planting cucumbers or watermelons. But although some of these missionaries, maybe we literally are. But what kind of seeds do we plant when we give money to Jesus? Any ideas? If we give a percentage of our money to Round Lake, all right, hundreds and hundreds of kids go to Round Lake Church Camp during the summertime. Adelie went there last year, right? And what do they teach people at Round Lake about? Jesus. kids and adults who have no idea who Jesus is or why Jesus even loves them get to learn about that and find out about. And literally, tons of kids and adults are baptized and give their life to Jesus at Round Lake Camp every year because of the seeds that we plant every month by giving our missions money. All right, what's another one? Heartbeat of Morrow County and Starting Point. That's planting seeds. We give some money to them as our missions program. They minister to girls who get pregnant and guys who are the daddies, and they're freaked out about that. That's never happened to them before, and they don't know which way to turn, and that pregnancy was maybe a big surprise to them, and they're scared, and they don't know if anybody's going to love them. And guess what those ministries teach those young ladies and those young men about? That somebody does love them. Who? Jesus loves them. And who gives life no matter what? It's Jesus. So every baby, every single baby, no matter what, is a gift from Jesus. And these people teach those people about it. And people have come to know Jesus and given their life to Jesus through those seeds that were planted. All right? And then we give money all over the world to Nigeria, people in Africa, all people you'll never meet in your entire life. But we pray for the missionaries and we send them seeds, our money. Seeds so that they will have the tools necessary to tell people all over the world about Jesus. All right? So when I'm giving my money or I give my offering every day or every Sunday, am I making a sacrifice? Not really, because I know that I'm going to eat today. I'm going to have clothes today, thank goodness. I'm going to have shelter, right? I'm really not scared that I'm not going to have any of those things. I'm not making a huge sacrifice. But what I am doing is I'm planting some seeds, some big seeds for God. And Jesus talks about giving and how we give to God in Luke chapter 6, just starting in verse 38. Jesus says, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." What's Jesus saying there? I know you paid attention. He's saying, pay attention to what you give Jesus. And it's not always money. What are other parts of us that we can plant seeds with Jesus? What are some other things that we can give away to Jesus besides money? What are some other things that are part of us? You guys listed some of the things. Your feet. Somebody said feet. Reagan, you know the Bible talks about feet? You know what it says about feet? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news of Jesus Christ. So Mary may think my feet are pretty ugly. Who do I talk about every single week with people? Jesus. So what does God say about my feet? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news of Jesus. That means no matter where you go, wherever your feet take you, all right, you've all been blessed with beautiful feet. Wherever those feet take you, who should you probably be talking about? Jesus. Your conversation should always be about Jesus. Some of you have been given beautiful gifts. Adelie has a very beautiful gift of singing. She loves to sing. She likes to act, too, in musicals and stuff. And God has given her a beautiful voice to sing songs about Jesus and to minister to people. That's just one avenue that she's going to be given as she grows into an adult to show the love of Jesus Christ. Some of you, Grady's really good at athletics. Right? He's a good runner. He's fast. He's strong. God's going to open big doors for Grady, for people to pay attention. Because when somebody kind of stands out, do people pay attention to him? What an opportunity to tell people, hey, I have fun, but I do everything for who? God. Everything I do for God. All right? All of you guys are blessed with beautiful brains. Not everybody has beautiful brains. I'm one of them, all right? God's going to open doors wide open for you guys because people are going to listen to you because you're smart people. And that's all giving a part of who we are to God. So what Jesus is saying there in Luke is pay attention to what you give to God, because you know what he says he's going to do? I'm going to bless you beyond what you can even imagine. You cannot outgive God. There's no way you're going to outgive God. If the more you give to him, the more he's going to bless you with, because he wants you to tell more and more people about Jesus. If you're giving your hours and hours and hours of your time planting those seeds, God's going to give you more hours. He's going to give you more opportunity. If you're giving your offering to mission Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, God's going to bless you with more and more change, more and more $2 bills and all that kind of stuff, so that you can plant more seeds for him. He's not going to let you run out of seeds, is what Jesus is telling us. The more you do for him, the more he's going to bless you, because he doesn't want you to run out of seeds. Does that make sense? So what's one way that you guys can plant seeds or give a part of yourself this week? One thing you already did today. What was that? Yeah, you gave your missions money, all right, to the church. And we're going to send that money out to the missionaries, and those seeds are going to continue to be planted. What's another thing? Who's going to school this week? Who's happy about going to school this week? Yeah, all the hands go. Reagan, all righty. Joel was the same way. Joel loved school, all right? But you all have to go to school this week, right? What's one way you can give something of yourself at school? You can tell your friends about Jesus. That's a good way. What else can we do? How many of you have teachers? How can you be a help to your teacher? Can you be quiet? Can you listen? Can you encourage your friends to be quiet and listen? Learn? Be a good student? That is a huge help to teachers. Ask your mom if you don't believe me. All right, that is a huge help to teachers when they have students that appreciate what they're doing. What's another thing you can give away at school this week? Anything? Do you have lots of kids at your school? Do any kids ever need help with anything? Some kids fall, some kids drop things. Some people don't learn as fast as you do, and they have troubles. What can you guys give to plant a seed this week to those kids? Jaden? Be nice, encouraging to them. Help if you see somebody struggling with anything. Can we be a help? Yeah, that's all part of giving yourself away. And Jesus says, the more you give yourself away, the more I'm going to give back to you, because I don't ever want you running out of seeds. Is that something we can remember this week? As you're giving and giving and giving. And guess what? Don't. Jesus doesn't want us to give just so that we get something in return. That's already promised to us, all right? Jesus wants to give of ourselves because of what he gave us. What did Reese talk about at communion time today? What did Jesus give us? Himself, right? He didn't have to die on the cross. If Jesus wanted to, could he have hung on the cross for 1,000 years and never die? Yes. Yeah, he could have if he wanted to. But he gave himself on the cross, and he let himself die on the cross so that we could have what? Forgiveness, which brings eternal life, forever alive with Jesus. Can we be like Jesus this week and give of ourselves this week? Yeah. All right, let's stand in a circle, and let's pray about that. And thank you for being good listeners. You guys were great listeners this morning. I really do appreciate that. Let's hold hands. Somebody might have to hold the hand of a girl. Sorry, Landon. All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you so very much for these kids. Father, such a joy and such a light they bring into the church. And Lord, I ask that you would send them from this place today. Even as we have fun over at Snow Trails today, may we be shining examples and give of ourselves. If we see somebody today that needs help, may we be the ones that are the helpers so that people can see Jesus. And when we go to school this week and we go to work this week, may we be the helpers. May we be the light that people see Jesus when they see us giving a part of ourselves this week. Lord, I ask that you would guide and that you would especially protect these kids when they go out into the world this week. I ask that you would protect their bodies, that you would protect their minds, and you would protect their spirits as they go out and they give of themselves to you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys can sit back with your parents. I want to talk to adults for 1 minute, all right? And what a great reminder that is for us. Seriously, when we give to Jesus, whether it's money or it's time, a gift or a talent, truly, we think we're giving a big sacrifice. We don't need to give sacrifice. Jesus was our sacrifice for eternal life. He was more than enough than what we need for eternity with God. So the sacrifice has been given. God wants us now to give a piece of ourselves each and every day, planting seeds. The money that you guys gave this morning in the offering plate, the money that was given to missions today, man, those are seeds that are going to be planted this week. That people would know that Jesus is the one true God, that people would know that they are loved no matter who they are, no matter what sin they may even be involved in today, that they are loved by their Creator and they are wanted by their Savior. So what a reminder as we go out into the world this week and we interact with different people at school, at work, at Walmart, at the grocery store. We like to watch people. And sometimes we like to watch people struggle and say to ourselves, well, dummy, if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be struggling. We like to do that and we just keep going. What does Jesus say? No, give yourself. Plant a seed right there. You see somebody struggling, plant a seed. Be the one that picks them up. Say, I don't know why you're struggling. I don't know what you're struggling with. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes it's not so obvious. But be the one that shows them a little bit of Jesus beyond giving in the offering plate this week, beyond sitting in the pew today. Take it out of this place and plant some seeds this week. I like to pray that we all do that. But it all starts with your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have a walk with God, this is part of your walk with God. Giving of yourself. But it starts with giving yourself to God first. If you've never made that decision to offer yourself to God, say, hey, you're God and I am not. And I want to accept your gift of grace. I want to accept your gift of forgiveness. I want to accept your gift of eternal life. Man, today's your day. You need to come running forward this morning and accept that gift and start your walk with God and start planting seeds with Jesus and spread the good news that Jesus is God. He is alive and he does have the power to change lives forever. For the rest of us who have already made that decision and have stood up here at the front and made Jesus Lord of our lives, we need to be reminded this week, let's act like it. Let's act like it and start giving ourselves daily as Christ gives to us. What a blessing he's offered to us. Not only the gift of forgiveness, but he lets us be a part of his ministry. He trusts us with his word. He trusts us with his love. He trusts us with faithfulness. I can't be trusted to brush my teeth 3 times a day. But he trusts me with his word every single week. That's huge, and I hope you know that that's huge. So let's go out in the world this week and do that. Let's stand, and this morning, pay attention to the word. This is an old song that when I was growing up as a kid, we used to sing it all the time at invitation time, and I never really paid attention to the words as a kid because we sang it so much. But let's stand and sing our invitation this morning and sing, I just forgot the name of it. I Surrender All. Yeah, pay attention to the words of this. And as you sing it, speak it to God this morning, from your spirit to him this morning. I surrender everything to you, God, today.